This is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River, and I'm speaking with Vic Fedeli, Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, Linda. Great to talk to you.
And I understand that you're in Welland today. The province is investing $4.9 million in two steel companies in Welland and St. Catharines. So tell me, how will this benefit the community?
Well, Valbruna Steel in Welland is investing $50 million into their specialty steel plant. It's the former Atlas Steel company in Welland. And the province, in that case, is investing $4.4 million. This is going to help the company replace the furnace with an electric arc furnace throughout the months of July and August, and will really add to their productivity, and they are adding 15 new people along the way.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how the money will be used?
At Valbruna, they are removing their existing furnace and replacing it with a brand new high-efficiency electric arc furnace. So they are Canada's only manufacturer of specialty steel. That's why we're so excited about partnering with them. They're making a $50 million investment in Welland today.
And I understand that there's also some money going to Quick Plug CA Incorporated in St. Catharines. Yeah. So what can you tell me about that?
Quick Plug is a really interesting company in St. Catharines. They make little plugs from peat that are used by professional growers, like a greenhouse or hydroponic growers. And so this is looks like a dirt plug that a plant gets or a seed gets popped into, and they get put in the ground. And this is a brand new facility, or an expansion of their facility, transferring jobs out of the U.S. They're adding about 30 people here in St. Catharines. They're making a $3.2 million investment, and the province is supporting them with a $480,000 grant.
Excellent. And so I just wanted to ask you as well, the pandemic, it's caused a lot of problems for businesses over the past 2 years. So would you say that these investments will help create conditions for long-term economic growth in Niagara?
Yeah, this is an additional 45 people in the region altogether. This is a really great example of the kind of companies who are leading our recovery, our economic recovery, right throughout Ontario, but particularly here in Niagara.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
No, thank you very much.